Morning and welcome to this Maundy Thursday Daily Devotions from Cram and Kirk. Let's begin with some words from that well-known Psalm, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Let us pray. Lord God of rest, help us this Maundy Thursday to find rest in you, to put aside our worries and our fears, and to come to you, as you lead us to quiet waters and refresh our souls today. Amen. The Bible reading is Matthew's account of the Last Supper, and in it we hear those ancient words. Today we can't gather with Christians around the table to eat and drink. Today we can't sit in silence and hear those words while they were eating. Jesus took a loaf of bread and after breaking it, he broke it, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." We can't come together physically today to celebrate the Last Supper. But we are not alone. For Christ makes room for each of us at his table. We're not restricted to any single place to worship God, for we can worship him around the kitchen table, in our garden or in our bed. We can do it alone in silence, or in the chaos and joy with children, or together with our partners. The account of the Last Supper reminds us that in the midst of the chaos around us today, that we are to focus on Christ as we follow him out of the darkness and into the light. So listen anew to Matthew's account of the Last Supper. And wherever you find yourself today, focus on Christ. Let's hear the account from Matthew 26, verses 17 through to 30. On the first day of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord." He answered, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to the one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one to not have been born." Jesus, who betrayed him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." He replied, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread and after breaking it, he broke it, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup and giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never again drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Thanks be to God. Let's turn our hearts to God in prayer. Let us pray. Holy God, you have fed us all out of your generous and gracious hands. From them we have received welcome, nourishment, hope and consolation. May these things grow in us alongside the gift of faith, so that we may plant their seeds in the world around us. Through the Holy Spirit, guide us in the days ahead to remember our place in your great and ongoing story of resurrection, redemption and restoration through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And that prayer came from the RevGal blog Pals. And you can find the link to that as well as all the information and words from this morning in the box above and on the church website. So wherever you are, until we meet again, God bless each and every one of us. Bye-bye.